Chris, Newtown bandwagon seems to keep on rolling at the moment, four wins in four.
Yeah, what was it? I didn't think first 15 minutes we were, we dropped off them a little bit, sat off them and probably give them too much respect. Once we got, I think the best thing that happened was they scored, and then that seems to give us a bit of a boost, and we dominated the game in all aspects really. And my only criticism is that we haven't scored more. We could have scored 7 or 8 today. We were that dominant, and that it was a convincing performance from us. And again, it's another step in the right direction.
Bit of a different game to the last few weeks. Seems that, as you said there, the opening stages were we a little bit flat, and then after the goal, it seemed to, the character sort of shone, and we went on and took the lead by that.
Yeah, I think we just stopped doing what we've done the last couple of weeks. Sometimes it happens, but we didn't get up to the ball, we didn't press, we allowed them a bit too much space, and they've got good players. If you look at their team sheet, they've got good players. You've got players who've been in the top six, played in Europe for Airbus previously in other clubs, so they're no mugs, but I think, once we got a grip of the game and we scored our first and second goal, and really good, second goal was an excellent team goal, we scored some really good goals today as well, and once we got a grip of the game, there's only going to be one winner, I think.
Again, that clinical nature sort of shone through that we've had in the last few weeks, I suppose, with going 2-1 up at the break and then, taking the chances at the end.
Well, I think I don't know how many interviews with you, John, after the game, and we said, we need to start taking our chances and be clinical, and we're delighted with the goals, but look, we're disappointed with the one we conceded. It was off the set play, and we pride ourselves on not conceding off the set play, and the boys are disappointed in that, because we should have won that game nil really, and but we'll take it. It's a great win at this stage of the season. Any win's a good win, and we'll move on now and prepare for Aberystwyth next Friday, which is going to be a local derby, and ones we're all looking forward to, in a tough game.
I know you never like to look further than the actual game, but is it a stage now where you can afford to look up rather than down?
No, I don't think you can in the bottom six. I think, look, the main thing when you're in the bottom six is there's some good teams, six really good teams, and we don't want to be the team that finishes in 12th and 11th position, simple. We want to make sure that we finish above that, and that's the target. Well, it's the target for us anyway, and as soon as we secure that, then we can start looking elsewhere. But the main priority for us as a club, staff, players, is that we don't finish in 12th and 11th place after 32 games.
The goals in the recent weeks have come from the front too, but today come from all over the pitch, two for Alex Fletcher and a rare one for Kieran Mills-Evans at the end.
No, we're pleased for Fletch because he's been superb for us. He is, he's really developing into a really good player. We're delighted with what he's done, and it took a bit of time for him to adapt at the start of the season. He was just coming into his first season in men's football, proper season, but he was fantastic today. He controlled the game, I thought he was excellent in everything he did, and it's nice when you've got other players chipping in as well. So but as I said, we could have scored probably 3 or 4 more. We'd been really, really picky on the players.
A couple of incidents, the red card seemed quite clear cut. There was an incident down in the far corner with Joe Kenton at the end. Has he sustained an injury from that?
Yeah, I think he has. Looks like he's broken his nose, which is unfortunate. I'm not really sure what happened. But no. We're delighted with the win, and we'll focus on that, and hopefully Joe's okay.